Quit surfing the dial. You already found the greatest radio station ever, Devil Radio, on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, speaking of the dog did nothing in the night, speaking of something that is really atrocious and got virtually no coverage, which isn't exactly the dog in the night, it's sort of the inverse. Yesterday, there was a shooting at Six Flags Amusement Park near Chicago in Gurnee. Three people were shot in the parking lot of Six Flags. Now, Six Flags is a very well-known amusement park, roller coasters, the whole bit, great place. A lot of people in Wisconsin go there. A lot of people in Wisconsin have gone there. But the reason that I flag this, no pun intended, is because we have gotten so inured to mass shootings that a shooting at Six Flags near Chicago almost didn't get mentioned on the news. Think about that. I was watching the ABC Evening News, and not only didn't they lead with it, it went along, and I thought, my God, they're not even going to mention it. At the very tail end, they sort of mentioned it in passing, as if, what, there'd been a traffic accident or something. We have so taken for granted, we've become so almost immune to sentiment about mass shootings that unless these three people who were shot, apparently, thank God, all survived, that unless there are fatalities in quite a few of them, they get stuck in the back of the line, in some cases don't get mentioned. So what are we going to do about this? You take a look at Buffalo, you take a look at Uvalde. There are mass shootings. The first 6 months of this year, there were almost one mass shooting a day. By mass is more than a couple. And there was a shooting at a Texas football game, a kids game, where one coach shot another coach, killed him, while the other coach, the dead guy's coach, was on the field. What? This is what, normal? I think it's a couple of things, and there's a couple of things more we can do. There's an increase in violent talk in the society, and a lot of it has been started by politicians, by so-called leaders, and they're in the Republican Party, starting with Donald Trump. 2016, runs against Hillary Clinton, said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed and the Second Amendment people should take care of her. That's a threat against a presidential candidate. If anybody other than the other presidential candidate had said that, the Secret Service would have come to them. And the Secret Service did go to Trump and said, knock it off. And not only didn't he knock it off, the very next time is when he said, after he'd said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, he said, they should disarm her bodyguards. He's taunting, probing, testing, taunt, probe, test, taunt, probe, test. Well, now it's come so pervasive in society, everybody's caring, it seems, and they'll just open up in a high school, or actually, I don't think it was high school, it may have even been younger than that, in Texas, football game, Six Flags, grocery store in Buffalo, school with little ones in Uvalde. And by the way, there were 380 police officers milling around who were scared to go in. One of them lied and said that the janitor gave him a lot of keys. He tried them all. The thing was unlocked. All he had to do was turn the doorknob. And there was gunfire going in. They killed 19, a guy killed 19 little ones and two teachers. And nobody's been fired. Nobody's been criminally charged. Why are some chicken hawks in Texas not fired? Why is the chief chicken hawk of Uvalde not fired? that discipline for chickening out, for being a chicken hawk, and 380 guys stand out there and let 19 little ones get killed. Now Six Flags, three people shot, but they weren't killed. And it was in the parking lot of Six Flags. So people go, well, that may not even make the news. I represented a TV station in my legal practice, and they have news meetings in the morning, you know, what's worth covering, where are we going to send cameras? And if something big happens in the afternoon, they readjust. And if big happens 2 seconds before they go on the air, they're very good. They react. So this thing, what? They sit all day? And this isn't even worth mentioning, except for the tail end, as a matter of fact thing, like a traffic accident. Are you kidding me? That's what we have come to. Now, there are some things. It isn't just violent rhetoric by Trump that seeped into the Republican Party. That's part of it. But the other part of it is, at what point do you say that an AR-15, a semi-automatic weapon like that, that can fire multiple rounds in a very, you know, just a few seconds, is a military weapon, not a civilian weapon? That's the clearest delineation. 1994, they were outlawed as military weapons. You want to fire them. They're fun to fire, by the way. I didn't fire an AR-15, but in the Navy, we would fire some semi-automatic weapons in training. It was fun. And so join the Marine Corps, join the Army. You get plenty of chance to fire them. You can't have a nuclear weapon. You can't have a chemical weapon. You can't have a bazooka, a shoulder-held missile launcher. You can't have a javelin or a stinger. You can't have any of that. You can't have a machine gun. Why should you have a military weapon, which is what the AR-15, the AK-47s are? Why should you have that? They should be outlawed. And the House has passed a law to do that. The Senate won't do it. And as a result, you have disturbed 18-year-olds walking around with military firepower. And at some point, that has got to change. I don't know how many more people have to be killed. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We had a quarrel. A lover's spat. All right, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox. As any special deal.